Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for August 6th, 2010.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
Ultimately, how much tanning occurs from ultraviolet light is due to how much skin damage is being done.
Sunscreens are not the only way to protect yourself against sun damage, and people should not rely completely on a sunscreen.
We tested supplements for weight loss, and those we tested hadn't any effect on weight loss beyond placebos.
This week, we'll tell you why weight loss supplements aren't what they're cracked up to be, and about the link between too much fructose consumption and pancreatic cancer. Plus, researchers are investigating a new sunscreen based on plants, and we'll tell you why trying to speed up a tan could be hazardous to your health. First, though, Suzanne Bard answers a listener's question about when to apply sunscreen.
It's the height of summer, and listener Karina of Oakland wants to know why she's been told to wait up to 30 minutes after applying sunscreen before going outside. We asked clinical researcher Joe Stanfield of Suncare Research Labs in North Carolina. He says in order to provide maximal protection, the polymers in sunscreens need time to bind to the skin.
So you need to put the product on when the skin is dry and then give it sufficient time to dry completely and establish the bond. You can just touch the skin. You can tell whether the product has dried on the skin.
He says when the sunscreen feels smooth and not tacky to the touch, you're probably good to go. But he adds that sweating causes the sunscreen to slough off.
Of course, after you're in the sun for a while, you need to reapply the product. The main thing is just to keep the skin covered with the sunscreen and to give it a chance to bind initially before you go into the sun.
He also says to avoid too much sun exposure during the middle of the day.
Sunscreens are not the only way to protect yourself against sun damage, and people should not rely completely on a sunscreen. You should plan your activities to minimize exposure when the sun's directly overhead. Use protective clothing, use natural shade like umbrellas, and just in general, use common sense about protecting yourself from the sun.
And if you have a science question, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. That's 1-800-949-4748. If we use your question, we'll send you a Science Update mug.
Thanks, Suzanne. And in other sunscreen news, the sticky stuff that helps ivy climb walls may also improve sunscreens. This according to work by biomedical engineer Mingjin Zhang of the University of Tennessee in Knoxville and his colleagues. 2 years ago, Zhang's team analyzed ivy secretions to figure out how the vines stick to walls. They found lots of different nanoparticles or tiny chemical chunks in the secretions. Meanwhile, other scientists were raising concerns about the long-term health risks of metal-based nanoparticles found in today's sunscreens. Because all nanoparticles have built-in optical properties, Zhang wondered if the natural particles from ivy might be safer. He found that the ivy nanoparticles are less toxic to cells, less likely to be absorbed into the skin, and actually block ultraviolet light better than the metal ones. Next, our Science Update summer intern, Jordan Clark, answers another listener's question about tanning, this one from Carolyn from Tacoma Park, Maryland.
Many people apply oil to their skin in hopes of tanning more quickly, but Carolyn wants to know if this really works. So we consulted Wake Forest University School of Medicine dermatologist Steve Feldman. He says our skin is covered with a layer of dead scales, which have a high refractive index, meaning they reflect ultraviolet rays off the skin, making it harder to tan.
Applying oil to the skin helps lower the refractive index and therefore makes more light penetrate. So adding an oil to the surface of the skin will increase the amount of UV that gets in and will therefore speed tanning.
But he warns getting a faster tan results in more sun damage, which can lead to skin cancer and wrinkles.
Tanning is the skin's response to ultraviolet damage. Ultimately, how much tanning occurs from ultraviolet light is due to how much skin damage is being done. So as ultraviolet light hits skin cells, causes mutations and damage to the DNA, the cells and the skin respond by making more pigment to try to protect the skin from further ultraviolet radiation. So if you're tanning faster because you're using an oil and thereby getting more ultraviolet light, you're also getting more damage.
Because of this, he says it's safer to wear sunscreen and avoid tanning altogether.
Thanks, Jordan. Switching gears now, there's been an increasing backlash against high fructose corn syrup, a sweetener used in everything from soft drinks to bread. Some researchers believe the sweetener has unique health risks, while the corn syrup industry claims it's no worse than table sugar. Justin Warner is going to tell you about a new study that contradicts that claim.
Americans now consume about as much fructose as they do glucose, mostly in the form of high fructose corn syrup. A new study suggests this may be a sweet deal for cancer. Researchers at the University of California at Los Angeles and Cedars-Sinai Hospital looked at pancreatic cancer cells in the lab. Neurosurgeon Anthony Heaney says they compared how the tumors utilized glucose versus fructose.
One of the approaches we used, which is a relatively novel technology, is to actually mark some of the carbons in sugars. And that enables us then to sort of track where these carbons go. And essentially, that tells us what the sugar is being used for.
The cancer cells use both kinds of sugar for a wide range of metabolic functions, but Heaney says there was a key difference.
Fructose, by far and away in comparison to glucose, was used in a pathway to make sugars for nucleic acid synthesis. That's to build RNA and DNA to replicate genes.
That's how cancer cells divide and proliferate rather than just sustain themselves. Heaney says this may explain past dietary studies which linked refined fructose to an especially high risk of pancreatic cancer, even more so than other refined sugars. And he suspects that other kinds of cancer may use fructose in a similar way.
Thanks, Justin. Finally today, Suzanne reports on a study that should make you think twice about trying over-the-counter supplements to lose weight.
Many people turn to popular over-the-counter supplements for weight loss, but do any of these products actually work? Dr. Thomas Elrott and his team at the University of Göttingen Medical School in Germany recently tested the effectiveness of 9 supplements, including guarana seed powder, L-carnitine, and fiber pills.
We compared those supplements in a randomized controlled trial with placebo for 8 weeks, and our participants had a mean BMI of 30, that is exactly in between overweight and obese, and were 47 years old men and women.
He says volunteers did lose a few pounds, but no more so on average than those taking a placebo.
If you compare the success of the placebo group to the other groups, there was no other group that was statistically better than placebo. So it's nothing more than the placebo effect.
He warns that just because a supplement looks promising doesn't mean it will actually work.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, that's all we have for you this week. Next week, we've got more stories from the cutting edge of medicine, from using stem cells to regrow joints to incorporating sophisticated design techniques into reconstructive surgery. Until then, tune into the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. You can also check out Science Update's fan page on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.